Ad-Namod La'olam is a Mishnah on Chavav Min Aleph. Ad-Namod La'olam, Bein Shogig, Bein Mezid, Bein Ar, Bein Yashin. The Gemara says, right over there, Mina Nimili. Amar Chizkiya, V'chein Tarnat V'chizkiya, Amar Kroa, Petza Tachas Patza. There is a drasha, Petza Tachas Patza, L'chaivo, Al HaShogig, Bein Mezid, V'ala Onis Karat. And that's the halacha. Bless my apologies, as far as I know, Ad-Namod La'olam, that's a halacha psuk. Midachki says, we know, the Rishonim ask numerous kashas, including our Gemara on Chavzayin Amud Beis. The Gemara says, Ba'feila, or Kuli Alma, if you hold Ein Darkalis Banim Bedrachim. There are cases where it's not the guy's fault for damaging your property, and he's Potter. Many Rishonim say it sounds like a Ptur of Onus. And as we know, there are many other Gemaras throughout, Bamatzia, Bava Kama, that the Rishonim bring from that seem to indicate that there are Pturim of Onus, that you don't see Adam Moed La'olam. So the Rishonim struggle to understand, is it really true Ad Damod literally La'olam? If not, when not? So first, in terms of how much onus, is it really true that all onsim, or are there degrees of onsim? Basically we find, it seems, three shitas. There is the shita of the Ramban in Bava Metzia. The Ramban pretty clearly holds that you are chayav for all onsim shaba'olam, there's no gvul. Ad-Mod La'olam literally means La'olam, for no matter how much of an onus it is, you are chayev. One of the Gemara's post-Kim debate is the Gemara of Nafal Baruch She'ena Metzuya on Chavzayin Amad Aleph. The Gemara says, a guy went onto a roof, he fell off Baruch She'ena Metzuya, he is chayev nezek. The Ramban takes it as a raya that you are chayev b'chol onsim shaba'olam. The Ramban says, Baruch She'ena Metzuya, afilu ka'osa shel aliyo b'mashma, that's the archetypal onus gomer. Other Rishonim say, no, Rosh Hashanah Metzuyah is not an onus gomer. You shouldn't have gone to the roof. You should have been more careful. But the other Rishonim argue and say, no, they argue on the Metzuyah. So on the definition, they say Rosh Hashanah Metzuyah is not an onus gomer. The other example the Ramban brings, which he fails, indicates even onus gomer is another Gemara in Bava Metzia on Chavav Amud Beis. The Gemara talks about he had an Evan, Munachas B'Telcheiko. He never even knew about it. Lo Hikr Bamei Olam. Lo Miboy, the case where he knew about it and he forgot, which is a separate discussion whether Shikha is an onus or not. But even Lo Hikr Bamei Olam, he never knew about it. That Ramban says is known as Gomer. And you see that you're chayev. So you see Ad-Mod La'olam means literally La'olam, every onus. And again, other Rishonim say, no, you should have realized. Rishonim use language, the Ravid, Hayalei Lashmushev and money, the Rishonim say, you should have checked. A person's responsible when he gets up to make sure there's nothing volatile that's going to go flying out of Mimazik. So again, the Rishonim debate whether that's really considered onus Gomer or not. I'll call upon him. The Shitas Ramban is pretty clear that Ad-Mod La'olam is all onsim, there's no gvul, all the rayas the Rishonim bring, the Ramban has different approaches to, we'll discuss some of them as we go. That is the shita of the Ramban. Meidach Gisa, we have the shita of Tosis, followed more or less by the Rashba and Muki Yosef. Tosis says it in multiple places, the Rashba says it in multiple places, Tosis is over here, as well as Blot Later, as well as in the Sugya of Tabach Uman and Daf Tzadi Tes. The Rashba said it back in the end of the last parak on Chavzayin and Aleph, on our Sugya, again, the Sugya later of Tabach, Muki Yosef, in the end of the second parak also. These Rishonim all say no. Ad-Mod La'olam basically is Lav Dafka, not La'olam. There is such a thing as Onus Gomer. And specifically, Tosfos comes out, Mikach v'Hechreichim of the Sugya in Bava Metzia, of the Sugya of Niskal Pashay or Lav Pashay, and the Sugya of Mavr Chavis and Makom L'Makom. Tosfos comes out that Ad-Mod La'olam is actually in between Shomer Chinam and Shomer Sachar. A Shomer Chinam is chayev only for Pshia, and he's potter bringing Neva Aveda. A Shomer Sachar is chayev certainly for Pshia, even for Aveda, and even for Gneva. And Ad-Mod La'olam, Adam Mazik is in between. He's chayev for Pshia, he's chayev even for Ones Kain Aveda, which is Karov to Pshia. He's potter for Ones Kain Gneva. That's why you can have a case where a Shomer Sachar is Potter, but the same guy, if he's not a Shomer Sachar, he blibes an Adma Mazik and he's Potter. In a case where the onus you're dealing with is onus Kain Gneva, Tosis explains, that's a case where Lomi Boy Shomer Chinam, but even Adma Mazik is Potter. That's the one case Tosis found. In order to Miyashiv the Sugim Bav Metzia, he had to find a case where Shomer Sachar is Chayev and Adma Mazik is Potter. In that case is onus Kain Gneva, where according to the Shita of Tosis, the Havmin of Tosis, he may not have been Mechalik like that, the Rosh also, but Lamaskana, that's the Chiluk of Tosis, that Onis Kein Gneva is Chayev for Shomer Sachar and Potter for Adam Amazik. So Adam Wod La'olam, La'olam means he's Chayev one Darga past Pshia. He's Chayev for one Darga of Onis Kein Aveda, that's it, but he's certainly not Chayev Onis Gomer, and he's certainly not Chayev for, and he's even not Chayev for Onis Kein Gneva. a third shita, possibly, in between Tosus and the Ramban, is perhaps the shita of Rabbeinu Peretz. Perhaps the Riva, perhaps this is also how the Ramban understood Tosus, that you're basically like Tosus Havmina, that you're chayav for all onsim, she'enam gemurim, gneva and aveda, you're potter for onus gomer. That's the Havmina of Tosus. Tosus was chosen from that, mikoach, the kasha from the Gemara Mitzia. The Ramban teams didn't have the same Tosus we have. The Ramban, when he brought Tosus raya from the second Mitzia, that onus gomer is potter, Ramban shoots back and says, zuvadai, Kasha Alam. He says, doesn't understand how Tosus understands either, because if you're chayav for Shomer Sachar, that means you're not known as Gomer. So why aren't you chayav for Adam Mazik? He doesn't seem to have understood Tosus' chiluk between Gneva and Aveda. And it's Kamat Mefurish in the Riva. The Riva also held that you are chayav for Bein Gneva and Aveda and Potter for Onus Gomer. The language of the, not 100% Muchach, but the language of the Riva. The way Rabbeinu Peretz brings it is Riva Piresh that Rosh Hashanah Metzuya Adam Mazik is Chayav. Shorchinam is Potter. He says, when you have Adam Mazik, we'll get into later what his chiluk is. When you are Adam Mazik, he has a whole different chiluk. Sometimes you don't see Adam Mazik for a different reason. But when you have Adam Mazik, he says, you're Chayav Bekein Gneva Vaveda. He says, Lahedia that you're Chayav both for Gneva and Aveda. He's not coming on to Tosus Chiluk between Gneva and Aveda. Same thing when the Shita brings this Shita of the Riva. Shita also uses similar language. It says Klara that Yechayev for Gneva and Aveda. Chen Kasser Ben Yeshaya, he says. Not that one. Shita says, Adam Mazik Damer L'Shomer Sachar, Bein L'Chein Gneva, Bein L'Chein Aveda. Adam Mazik is treated exactly like a Shomer Sachar for Gneva and Aveda, except for his chiluk about a Misasik B'Toch Shel Chaveru B'Rishus. We'll get into that later. But aside from that chiluk, a Misasik B'Shel Chaveru, he says, Adam Mazik is like Shomer Sachar. He says, B'Feir Shechayev for Gneva and Aveda, and Mashmos is that you'd be potter for Onus Gomer like Shomer Sachar too. So that's basically a shita that accepts the basic idea of Tosfos, like Tosfos Havmina, that accepts the basic idea that Onus Gomer that is Potter, that Adamud La'olam is Lav Dafka, but it doesn't get into the chiluk of Tosfos between Gneva and Aveda. It says, Ben Gneva and Aveda, Yechayev, you just Potter for Onus Gomer. These are basically the three shitas in terms of how much Onus you have, all Onsim, everything except Onus Gomer, only Onus Kain Gneva. Where the Rama fits into this is a major question. There are stiras and a great deal of mavucha in the poskim that what the shita's Rambam is. Again, to touch on it in a drop later, but the one little point. The Magen Mishnah at one point discusses this several times on the Rambam. The Magen Mishnah at one point says, brings the Rishonim who are mechalek between Onus Gomer and not, and he says, Rambam lo chilek. So most poskim understand the Magen Mishnah to be saying, Rambam lo chilek. The Rambam is not mechalek between dargis of Onus. Never says anywhere the Magen Mishnah is telling us a chiluk between Onus Gomer and a Shana Gomer, and the Rambam holds all Onus is Chayev. The Drisha actually says that he had a Girsa that, I don't think we have this Girsa, the Frankel, I don't think brings any actual evidence of this Girsa, but the Drisha says that the correct Girsa that he saw was Rambam Lachalik. It's Pashat as a chiluk. Of course, you have to be Machalik for Onus Gomer and Rambam Lachalik. The Rambam agrees that the chiluk between Onus Gomer or not. We'll discuss again some of the specific Rambams later, but in any event, this is what we have. We have the Shita of Tosus, that Onus Gomer is Potter, and even Onus Kain Gneva is Potter. We have Pashas the Riva, who says that Onus Gomer is Potter, but all Shomer Sachar type of Onus are Chayev, and the Ramban, who says that everything is Chayev, afiluku ruach shel Elio. So, as we said, we have to miyashiv now, on the Shita, certainly on the Ramban, even Rabbeinu Peretz, all these other Gemaras, all these other cases, and other dinim in the Rishonim that say Potter, we have to explain why you are potter in all these cases. So one of the main raya's they bring is from the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says that if I go to sleep next to someone who's already asleep, then I'm responsible because I shouldn't do that because it's the danger is clear. But if I go to sleep and he comes down next to me, then I am going to be potter. Now, Tosfos understands the Ptur is Onus, and it's a Raya that, that at least Onus Gomer is potter. The Ramban is Docha this Raya. The Ramban says that Hasam Mishum Dishani Pasha Ba'atma. That's not because it's not your fault, it's because it's his fault. And he actively, when the Nizik actually actively contributed to the onus, then you are Potter. I'm not sure, I've never really been sure what the Ramban would say that if Reuven goes to sleep and then Shimon puts Levi's Kalim down next to Reuven. Do you say it's not Levi's fault, Levi didn't have anything to do with this, so even though Reuven is an onus, he's chayev? Or do you say if there's anyone contributing, even if it's not the Bala Kalim, that still is enough to take away somehow, if it's an onus, he's Potter, but if a Bardas contributes, that somehow takes away Reuven's chayev? I don't know, the Pashas of Yerushalmi, everyone seems to be talking about a case where it was the Nizik himself who slept there, who put the Kalim there. That's what the Ramban is saying, that's even though Adamud La'olam, no matter how, if you look at but if the Shani was Pasha Ba'atmo, that's a Sibah to Patri you. It's actually a little odd that Tosfos brings the Raya from Yerushalmi, because it seems that Tosfos himself is Nachas to the Svara. Back on Daf Dalad, Tosfos brings this Yerushalmi there also, without the whole framework of Onas Gomer and Adamud La'olam. He brings the language of the Yerushalmi. Tosfos says, Avalim Yashin Reviu Kalim Etlo V'Shavron Potter Dehem Garmulo, because they did it. Could learn, I guess, Lav Dafka. It just means that you're an onus. It's not your fault. Dehem Garmulo Maritzchias and Eschadushim over there. Taka says that he understands that no, the Tosfos here is going differently. Tosfos here is going like the Ramban, that Heim Garmulo is an exception, not because you're not an onus, but because Heim Garmulo, and he's Meirich, he wants to learn this in the Rambam. And the Aruch HaShulchan also, the Aruch HaShulchan learns the Rambam this way, the Aruch HaShulchan and Shinayin Ches, Gimel, he wants to learn the Rambam, it's a big machlokes, it's Magen Mishnah and Shach, other poskim, whether the Rambam holds Yichayah for Onus Gomer or not. So the Aruch HaShulchan feels the Iker is like the Shach, that the Rambam is not Machalik, that the Rambam holds basically like the Ramban, that you are Chayah for Onus Gomer. And regarding the Yerushalmi, which the Rambam brings it into the Yerushalmi, that if someone else comes and after you sleep, that you are Potter. So the Aruch HaShulchan says on his own that the Pshat is going to be this Svara, which we saw in the Ramban, that if the second guy is Garem, then you are Chayiv, in spite of the fact that Adam Mord La'olam for Kol Ona Shehu. The Aruch HaShulchan says, Svir Leib, Makam Sheyesh Acher, Shegarm Lenezek, Zet, Liam Zev, Hu Pashe, Yosem Yizehonis, Ein Lono Chayiv, Azeh, Yimash, even a third party maybe, but I'll call upon him. We're not Mechayev him, El Azesha Pasha. So he says, Bechein Mashmalosh in Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says, Pesha Sheni Hu Muad. It's not that the Rishon is not his fault, it's that there's a Sheni who we can pin the blame on. Ech Sheyia, so this Svara of the Ramban is Mashma that Tosfos also thought of this Svara on Daftal, and then the Aruch HaShulchan learns that is Pshat in the Rambam. The Ramban takes this Svara further and wants to learn, in our case of Kad, you have a similar thing going on. But if he put his kader, that's why your potter. Tosfos learns that if it's a fela or if it's ein darkalis bonin, your potter, because you're an onus. The Ramban again says, no, the ptur is because it's his fault, because who asked him to put his kader? We lay the blame on him. So that's one teretz, that's one svara, chutz from the sheet of Tosfos, that can explain some of these various other gemaras. Some of these various other gemaras, the idea that he was Pashaya Ba'atma. Another svara we have here is the Svara of the Riva. The Riva, brought by both Rabbeinu Peretz and the Shita, Riva, as we said earlier, basically seems to hold...
Can I ask something about the Ramban? Does anybody connect the Ramban Shita here to Shita by Shoel? That also Shoel is high for Onsum usually, but I think by...
Neis Machas Malacha.
He learns, I think...
The Ramban is one who says, Pshias Mashal. If he gave you... He should have known that he... This thing wasn't suitable for the Malacha, so it's his fault. You want to say the same idea, that there's a Svara of you can't be Chayav, even if you're Chayav Onsim, you can't be Chayav if it's all of the guy's own. Yeah, it sounds like a very similar Svara. I don't remember if I saw anybody, like over there, it wasn't even a Chiddush Norman. The Chiddush Norman was the only Svara, and he didn't hold of a broader Ptur, right. But the idea that such a Svara applies is a Dover Pashut. You're saying, here, the Norman is the same idea. Yeah, here, it sounds like it's a similar Svara. I don't remember seeing if anyone directly makes it Sushnal. So a second svara to Pater is the svara of the Riva. The Riva, brought by both the Shita and the third parak and the Rebbeinu Peretz in the second parak, the Riva, who seems to go more or less, like, again, in between Tosin and the Ramban, that Yechayev, Ibn Bineva, Ben Baveda, so he has trouble with the Gemara and Bab Metzia. He agrees that Yepatra Bonas Gomer, it sounds like, but he still holds Yechayev wherever a Shomer Sachar is Chayev. The Mela, we have a glaring problem, which the Ramban points out, Afalam Yiksha, this question, that if you say that a Shomer, that the Gedder of Onus of Mazik is exactly the same as the Gedder of Onus of Shomer Sachar, how do you explain the Sugya in Bab Metzia that says that you're chayiv if you have schar and you're not chayiv without schar? What happened to Adam HaMazik? Even without schar, you should be chayiv as Adam. So the Riva says, that lekach patra shomer chinam, yekivin shu shomer chinam lo shayiv with Adam HaMazik. When you're a shomer, shomer chinam, who is in shomer sachar, elchar, you can't be an Adam HaMazik. Shrei olav mutel es asik bedavar. That's your job. You're supposed to be doing it. So you're mufka from the category of Adam Amazi. Ulachein l'machayev rak v'pshia. Adam da'alma, who has no business being osik in the thing, ain't a mutel alav, he tak is chayev, exactly like a Shomer Sachar. Adam Amazi will have the same level of chayev as a Shomer Sachar. That's the Rebbeinu Peretz's Riva, the language of the Shita, B'shem Rebbeinu Yeshaya, B'shem the Riva, is very similar. It says tabach shekilkel, b'shem dekivan shem asking him l'tov es anizik. He doesn't stress so much that mutal, he just stresses that it's for the benefit of the nizik. Lav adam amaziku, once you're doing it l'tov es anizik, you're being osik for him, l'tova of him, he authorized you to do it, alav mutal, it's your job. In all these cases, you cannot be called an adam amazik. The Ramban seems to say the same svara. The Ramban says, she'ein bu'uman atov b'malachtam isha mazik. The Ramban doesn't really explain, but the Ramban also says, b'kitzer, that an uman, someone who is, once you're an uman, we don't look at you as a mazik anymore. We have to be down you as a shomer, shomer chinam, shomer sachar, whatever it is. So all these rishonim are saying more or less the same thing, that even adam od la'olam, in terms of the degree of onus, there is one exception, that if you're mutal b'malachto, then we can't call you an adam mazik.
Could you extend that far to show to suggest that that's the p'tur of mesim alchemas b'malachto? Even though it's not for the tovas ha'mashil, but at least you do have the far that it's Allah mutal in a certain sense. That's if he gave it to you to be.
Yeah, two things about that. First of all, even before you get to Yosfar, there is a major debate in the postkin. We discuss this when we learn Shoel. Let's say I borrow a car, or let's say I rent a car, and I drive over a nail and get a flat. So it can be Dan Mitzad Shoel, let's say he's only a socher, Zichanach Chayev, Onus Gomer. Let's say we assume the driving over nails and Onus Gomer. It's not reasonable to expect somebody to see a nail on the road. It's come out impossible. So you didn't drive over one of those parking lot things where they warn you big spikes are going to come out and smash your car. You drove over a nail that you couldn't see. Let's say you're even your socher, you're not even Chayev, Onus. So the question always comes up, could you even Chayev you as a Masik, Adam Wood La'olam? So Quenitosis can argue it's Onus Gomer. Going to the Ramban, maybe you should be chayiv. Then you have this far that then the challenge you have this far that you're, are you an osik b'malachtos, right? So up till now we're seeing it more where you're doing it. The language is either alav mutal or it's latoves that guy. You want to know if you could have an extension of the p'tur kind of to bereshus of the guy. So you're saying even if you don't learn that in adam amazik, but you can learn that in that is the p'tur of meis machas malacha. And there are Rishonim who say that. The Meis Machas Malacha is not a drasha, it's just a svar. There's no makar for it, and the Gemara doesn't bring any drasha, even asmachta. The Gemara's lashon is lav lokma bekilsa she'ilta, that I took it out to use, and the Rishonim will ask, when you took it out to use, it's not your fault, fine, but why you garf from an onus? There are those who say this kind of svar, that since he gave it to you to use, so anything that happens in the course of using, I have to be pater from, because you gave it to me, I'll das kain.
I would just say that in the context of Meis Machas Malacha, it might have to be something more internal. In other words, here there's an external siba to be toila the onus gomer on. It wasn't that you were driving it and with no explanation it just broke down. It actually went over a nail that we see a cause. Meaning it could be that meis machas malacha specifically, I don't know, specifically if like out of the blue it just goes kaput without any Siba to be toila on, but if there's an einis gomer to get Siba to be toila on, then I don't know if that's meis machas malacha.
You want to say it's more patra or more chayef?
I'm saying then in such a case it's more chayef. Then it just becomes einis gomer. I don't know, maybe, I guess it depends on how you're explaining meis machas malacha. The way we're saying meis machas malacha right now, I guess it should be the same thing, it should be patra, but for some reason I was under the impression that meis machas malacha is the pshat that it died while you were using it without any.
So it's actually be machlokas. One, as we discussed and we learned Charles, there's a major machlokas Rosh and Ramah, and the post can use this a lot. Lamaisa, the Rosh brings the Ramah that if you borrow the animal to go on a certain itinerary, a certain road, and it gets stolen by bandits on the road, Ramah says you potter. That's machlas malacha. If it stayed home, it wouldn't have happened. It happened on the road. That's called meis machlas malacha. And the Rosh says no, it's not meis machlas malacha. The Shalos is exactly what the Rosh holds. Some want to learn in the Rosh, the Shach is Mashmi, he understood the Rosh like the Ramban that Hillel mentioned before, that the whole Torah is Pshias Mashal, you hear you don't have Pshias Mashal. Others are Madaik, the Lashon of the Rosh is, it could have happened anyway, bandits could hit anywhere, bandits could steal from the barn also, but the idea that it's external, certainly Lefi the Ramah is telling us even a purely external thing, if it's somehow connected to the Malacha and wouldn't have happened when it was home, is part, right, the Meis Machlas Malacha is a more complicated sugya. I'm not going to get into it here, but okay, we can clarify further about that. But I'll call upon him. We have this sheet of the Rishonim that is a new time of Torah of Adon Mazik when you're Olav Mutal, when you're Osik L'Tavah. So an interesting Avnei Nezer, he wants to learn this up in a famous Machlokas Rambam and Ravid in Ishus. The Rambam says that an Isha who is doing housework Melechus Abayis, and she breaks kalim. The kalim, of course, belong to the Baal. So the Rambam says she's pater, ptura, because it's a takana. It's a takana of shalom bayis. The Rambam says, dim lokein, ein ze min adin she should be chayavis, el takana, shemein ata omer kein, ein shalom betocha bayis, la'olam, nimsis nisheres, v'nim nas, she won't do any malacha, she won't want to do any work, and mela, they have to do this to avoid katata. So the Ravid says, I don't understand why the Rambam says that. He says, you don't need that. You are pater min adin. The Rambam says it's a din of pshia b'bailam. Shmira b'bailam is pater. We pass can even pshia b'bailam is pater. So all types of shamrim, there's no chi of shamrim on a pshia. So the rivet holds that the bailam isha is called pshia b'bailam. Other in the Magen Mishnah, others want to explain why the Rambam held it wasn't pshia b'bailam. That's a hilcha shamr shayla, whether the relationship of ish and isha is called pshia b'bailam. I'll call upon him, the Rambam and the Ravid. The Ravid, and according to the Magen Mishnah, even the Rambam agrees in principle, he just argues in Hilchas Pshia B'Bailam, both agree that there would be Shayach HaPtur of Pshia B'Bailam. The Rambam's din is Yerushalmi that says Takana. Why have the Ravid learned Yerushalmi? Question, but I'll call upon him. The Ravid and the Magen Mishnah both say that in principle there would be a din of Pshia B'Bailam on an Isha who breaks dishes. So, breaks Kalim. So, the Mishnah Melech, Nachan Ephraim, or Matmiya, and on the Rishonim, they say, what shaykh is pshia b'bailam? If you're a shomer and your chiyuv is mitzad dinei shomrim, you were pasha, you can have an aveda, shoel even ba'ones, fine. The Torah is mechadish chiyuvim for shomrim. The Torah is mechadish a p'tor of b'bailam. B'bailam is a p'tor. Meis machas lachas a svara. Shmir b'bailam is a mfurish a pasuk, two psukim, one back to back. Ba'alavim alo yishalim, ba'alav enim o shalim yishalim. The order is the reverse. So why you need both? The Gemara talks about, so that's psukim. But that's in Shmira. That's in Helcha Shomrim. The Mechayev is Mitzad Dinei Shmira Yechayev. Says here, good, she is a Shomer. Fine. But Dalma Helcha Shomrim, she's a Mazik. She broke his Kalim. Adma Mazik. Since when do you say a Din of Pshia B'Bailim if there's a Mechayev Mitzad Mazik? So that's the Tmiya of the Mishnah Melech and the Machaneh Ephraim. So they have chidushim. They have major chidushim in Hilchas Pshia B'Bailam or Dinei Mazik. I'm not going to get into exactly what they say, but I'll call upon him. Comes along the Avnei Nezer and says, "Shana the Ravid is because he held like the Riva and the Ramban. The Ravid held anyone who is osik b'malacha l'tovas ha'acher and mutal of lasas malachto cannot be an adma mazik. His only mechayev is shomer. So the Riva and the Ramban are using it to say that even if adma mazik is mechuyev more, you don't have those extra chiyuvim." The Avnei Nezer found a new use for this svara. He found a new use to bring in the Ptur of Shmira B'Bailam. One, he says we can use this svara to knock out the Dinei Mazik. All you're left with is Dinei Shamrim. The Nafkamina of Dinei Shamrim is that it's a Ptur of Shmira B'Bailam. So the same svara of the Riva and the Ramban, he says, that's Pshat of the Ravid. We can explain the Ravid the same way that he held like that shita, that there's no din adma mazik when you're osik l'tova someone else, and osik b'rishus, and muta lasos, and osik b'tova of someone else.
He says the Rambam disagrees because...
I don't think he gets into the Rambam. He just, at least the part I have here, he just says, zedas haravid, mashin esvirile, like the Rivan. In terms of the Rambam, the Magen Mishnah already told us that the Rambam is chalik, because he holds Nashmi Rabbalim, because he held that the Baal is not constantly a Malachta, that it doesn't meet the criteria of Baal Avimo. So if you accept the Magen Mishnah, it could mean even the Rambam agrees, or I guess you could say, you know, like you're suggesting that maybe the Rambam held like the other Rishonim, like Tosfos, if there is no such chiluk, that the, I don't know if he gets into the Das Rambam himself on this point.
It'll
be relevant to what we discuss later, the Rambam Shita, but yeah.
In the case of Ma'avir Chavis, so it's easier to say he was doing it with Tovas Shomer. Here, it sounds like across the board, you're always, the Rambam is passing, you're always...
Even if she breaks her kalim when she's using them for her own purposes,
right.
You mean? I hear the Rambam says that we're worried about a takana, she won't want to do his malacha, that's the reason. So I guess Yesh Lazen, if that would even extend to a case where she was doing using the kalim for her own purpose, I don't even know. What would the Rambam hold in such a case? I hear. Yeah, I'm not sure. I guess you can clarify that, whether the in the case where she was using the Bilam's kalim for her own purpose, A, would the Rambam's takana apply, and B, would the Svara Levenezer apply? Yeah, an interesting question. The language of the Rambam, I think, actually is... I guess malachaseh sounds like it's her duties, but I guess you can clarify if it's her private malach. Yeah, I'm not sure. So, the Ramban mentions this svara, that when the Ramban introduces this svara, the Riva, these Rishon who introduced this svara, they're doing it to explain the Gemara on Daf Tzadi Tes, the Gemara of Tabachum and Shekelkel, where over there we say that the Ramban is introducing it in the Sugya of Tabachum and Shekelkel. The Riva, I think, is introducing it in the case of Ma'avir Chavis and Makom L'Makom. The Ramban himself is mashmi, he understood Ma'avir Chavis and Makom L'Makom. He didn't need to come on to this, he said. I don't really understand why. At first he says that the Sugya of Niskal Pashe, who is Mamana Mazik, Eish, and Bar, that's nice in the case of Nishbara Kad of Losilko. I don't know how he understood the basic din of the Mishnah above Matzia, that you broke the guy's Kad. And that Gufa case of Niskal La Fashehu Koin Tremer, I don't know how he understood that case without coming on to his Yisod of Ein Bu'um Anatob Malachta. I'll call upon him, the Ramban of the Riva introduced this Yisod of Ein Bu'um Anatob Malachta to explain these various Gemaras of the guy broke the Kad or the Tabach Uman Shekilkel. And the truth is, if we look at the Sugya of Tabach Uman Shekilkel, we find in the Rishonim, several different mahalchim and how to explain the Gemara of Tabachum and Shekelkel. We have Tosis. Tosis took for granted the Peturah's onus. We have the Ramban and the Riva who say this Yisod, that Ein Bu'um Anatob Malachta Mishum Ein Bu'um Anatob Malachta Mishum Anatob Malachta Mishum Mazik. There is possibly a third mahalach, a third or a fourth mahalach. Rashi in the Sugya says something a little bit problematic. It's difficult to know how seriously to take it. Rashi says, first Rashi actually says, Uman Patra Donis. Rashi seems to be going at the sheet of Tosis. I'm sorry, that the Ptur is Onis, it could be the Mahalach of Tosis. There is a different Mahalach though, the Sma. When the Sma explains why you're Patra, Sma gives a different Hesber. The Sma says, that if the tabach is a mumcha, an uman, ain't a rugulav a michshel zeliyado, it's unexpected, it shouldn't have happened, it was unforeseen. So why are you potter? He doesn't say honest. He says, amrinan de mazel de bala behema garamlo. We pin it on the mazel of the bala behema, shabam michshel zeliyado, and so on. That's the language of the sma. This really goes back to a rush. The rush says that you're potter, the rush is going on the sugya of dayan shita, different cases where we talk about people being mechai or potter for making mistakes. So the Rosh says, in the case of a Dayan, he's Potter because he's a Mumcha. Lo ha-yeroi litos, it shouldn't have happened, it's unexpected. Ella, what did happen, mazle dehu gavra garam. The mazel of the Baldin, who he injured by giving a wrong psak, was garim. V'chein, the tabach uman shekilkel, maradin l'shulchan, even imtera, mumchen pturin. And the Rosh and the Smar are introducing this idea of mazel garam. A little difficult to know what to do with that. The Svar of Mazel Garam occurs in the Gemaras in Bamatia and in the Poskim in different places in Choshen Mishpat. Some of the Gemaras are mashma that it's mamisha fartig Svar by itself, that if we want to know who's mechachtos, who's responsible, when did it spoil, why did it spoil, we want to know who's chayev by an aris, by a kablon, something went wrong with the field, you know, who takes the hit, was it his mazel? Throughout Telchus, Schiras, and other places, the Gemara, the Poskim use the Lashon Mazel. The Gemara in Bava Basra talks about wine has special rules. Wine is the mazel of this one, the mazel of that one. Kilo, that is a whole separate hilchus mazel that help us determine where to attach blame. There are other places, though, that it's more mashma, the mazel garam is just more like a rhetorical thing. It's just an expression that you're chayev, you're going to be the one to take the loss. We can't blame it on him, so we're going to be mechayev you. Hard to know, again, whether Rashi and the Rosh and the Sma really mean a whole new tam of ptur of mazel garam, or it's just a kind of fancy way of saying onus. But in any event, there is a mahalach, which may or may not be what the Rosh and the Sma mean, but there is another mahalach in the sugya, which is very different from Tosi's sheet of onus, and it's different from the Riva and the Ramban sheet of Ein Bum and Hosim Malachto. You can argue that maybe this is what the Riva and the Ramban mean, although I very much don't think it sounds like that. And that is a different tshuva of the Avnei Nezer. Avnei Nezer, again, is going in the Rambam, who he wants to learn, again, like the Aruch HaShulchan, like the Shach. He wants to learn that the Rambam holds that you are chayev for all onsim, even on his gomer. Mele has to explain various gemaras, including the gemara of Tabachum and Shekilkel. Avnei Nezer says, you can miyashev the sheet of the Rambam as follows. We can say that they bring a gemara in the sugya of Mesirah, in the end of Bava Kamma, Kuf Yud Zayin. They bring a gemara that there's a case where bad guys came, the thieves came, and they demanded that you turn over some property. If not, they're going to kill you. And you went ahead and be a dayim, gave them the property to avoid either a threat to your life or a threat to your other property they threatened. They would harm you in other ways, mamon or beguf. So, very complicated sugya. But one of the svaras in the sugya is, Tosis, the Rush says, that we say, in certain siurim, you're potter. Even if you did a maisa mazik b'yadayim, you took it and you handed it over, you were mazik b'yadayim, you threw it away to them, you basically should be a mazik, you're still pater. The svara is, dal das ze kibel shmira, shem yavo alav, al das kasad de kaspa, shihnu lahem shle yafsid, machmas b'kardin kishiyenas. That, ha'gufu, when you're makabel shmira, there's an implicit understanding that I'm not going to suffer because of this shmira. If it's going to rebound and harm me in some way, al das kain, I'm not machayim myself. So they're talking about possibly the chiyuv mitam shmira, but again, it has to apply midin mazik too. Says Avnei Nezer, hachanami, when you're a tabach, al das kein kibel lishchot, that if it's going to be known, you're going to be potter. So I guess maybe someone's going to say this is what the Riva and the Ramban mean, but it sounds like more of a balabatish shvara, that there's a implicit upmach between the shomer and the, at least when I'm working for you. Again, I don't know if this would apply when you're working for yourself, because he has no reason to give you this dispensation, but at least in the case where you're working for him, that there's a svar that al das kain, he gave it to you, that there's an understanding that you're not going to have any achrayas, for whatever happens. So this actually does not sound like mazel garam. I made a mistake in grouping those two together. The one who I think is saying something that sounds more like mazel garam, which is, I think, a fourth svara. So we have Tosis, we have the Ramban of the Riva, we have the Shita of Nezer. A fourth svara, which I think is someone who's mashma that he's taking mazel garam somewhat seriously, is the Aruch HaShulchan. So Aruch HaShulchan, as we mentioned earlier, understands the Rambam, like the Avnei, like the Shach, that he actually holds Adamud La'olam B'chol Ones, even an Ones Gomer. So we already saw the Aruch HaShulchan explains, the Yerushalmi explains, Alpi the Sfara of the Ramban and Tosin Daf Dalet, that it's because Hu Garam La'atzmo. There's one other Rambam, though, there's several other Rambams, but one Rambam in particular which needs a further explanation is what the Rambam says in the case of the latter. The Rambam has the following din. The Rambam says, Hayola Basulam. It's based on a Gemara, different Gersos in the Gemara, but the way the Rambam paskins, at least the way we have it, is Hayola Basulam, Venishmata Shliva Mitachtav. A rung of the ladder, he didn't slip off the ladder, a rung of the ladder slipped out of the ladder. Evanuflav Hezika. So his climbing dislodged a rung of the ladder which caused Hezek. If you were climbing on a rickety ladder, that's your problem. You should have been more careful. But if it was a very strong ladder, it was tight, everything was fine. It was a ladder in perfect condition. It passed all its maintenance checks. It still somehow slipped or is a potter. You're potter because this is makabi de shemayim. Nushprach doesn't use the words onus. He says makabi de shemayim. So some learn he means onus gomer. Kesem Mishnah learns he means on his gomer. Magen Mishnah himself really learns this way. Magen Mishnah says a tam shi a patra l'datz a rav peshehain onsin gemurin ve'ain ruach sheni metzuya onas gomer kol kach. This is basically the shita of the Rashba and Tosis. Even ruach sheni metzuya is not onas gomer kol kach. Not like the Ramban who says it's onas gomer. That ruach sheni metzuya which you chaya for is not onas gomer kol kach. This is onas gomer. The Rambam agrees that by onas gomer you are patra. So they ask a steamer in the Magen Mishnah, because the Magen Mishnah before said Rambam lachilek between onas gomer and not, unless you understand Rambam lachilek, but that's what the Drisha says. But if you learn the gears that everyone else has, first he says Rambam lachilek, and then he turns around and says that the patur of the latter is because it's an onas gomer. If the latter is maintained well and everything looked fine and then just broke when you climbed it, it's an onas gomer and you are patur. That's how the Kesem Mishnah learned from the Rambam, but it's a steamer in the Magen Mishnah. The Aruch HaShulchan wants to learn based on a Bach, he changes the Girsa in the Rambam. He says that the Girsa actually is not Oshis Liyah, it's Lohis Liyah. If the ladder was perfect and tight and Lohis Liyah and everything was in perfect shape, and this ladder, you're Potter. Not because it's not your fault. Not because it's an Onis Gomer. Onis Gomer is Chayav Lefi the Rambam. Why you Potter? The Aruch HaShulchan is Masbir that initially when he summarizes the Sheet of the Rambam, he says even Onis Gomer is Potter. He says there is one exception. What we call in English an act of God. If it's a siba nikeres, I'm not sure that the Aruch HaShulchan means exactly what we mean when we say act of God, but he says if there's a siba nikeres, that this is min hashamayim, that's a different ptur from onus, and you are potter. He explains this later. What's the shayla of the Rambam? So he says, Beis Yosef Taka held the chilek in onus gomer and not onus gomer. We don't hold like that. He says we hold that even onus gomer is, we hold the ikur gedibrivei Rambam is like the shach that onus gomer is chayiv. So he says that the patur is the first Aruch HaShulchan is in Sif Gimel, this one's in Sif Zayin in Chinayin Ches. He says that according to us, if the Rambam patur is for onus chayiv for onus gomer, why you patur? So he says the Girsa is Lohis Liyah. It was a strong ladder. Everything was perfect. There was nothing whatsoever wrong with the ladder. It was a completely freakish thing. He says, "Bezev Adai Kivan D'Lohia Shum Siba Have a Machabi De Shemayim Al Bisliya Chayev La Rambam." So it certainly would be possible to read this into the Rosh and the Sma, who say Mazle Garam. They say if it doesn't make sense, it doesn't make sense at all in any way that there's anything to do with you. If you're a mumche, if you're an uman, all your checks, everything you could have possibly done is fine, and something bizarre happens. So we say if there's no siba at all, we say it's a makabi de shemayim, and we blame and we require the nizik to take to suffer the loss. I don't really understand the svara. I don't understand when is something called merely an onus gomer, when is it makabi de shemayim. If there's nothing more that I could have done, I'm not sure what tells us that this is known as gomer, and what tells us that this is mazli gomer. It's always hard to work with. It's always hard to know who's mazli to pin it on. The Aruch HaShulchan al Kalpanim is giving us some kind of hagdara that there's a difference between onus gomer and between makabi de shemayim. That even those who pater, even those who are machayev for onus gomer, agree to a nuptur called makabi de shemayim. Ulai, that's what the Rosh and the Sma mean too. That's a big bit of a stretch. But al Kalpanim, the Aruch HaShulchan is giving us a whole new hagdara, something called makabi de shemayim.
The pshat is that you're completely absolved from any cause here, but there is some sort of cause that you could be toilet. The nail. You drove right over a nail.
So one's inexplicable. Something gets struck by lightning, so okay, we don't know, like it's completely beyond your control, but Lamaisa, if somebody asks, well, what happened? We'll say lightning struck. But if you say, what happened? I have no idea. It just died. Say like.
Well, we went to my cases where, like, you weren't even driving. It could be it wasn't anything to do with you. I used to suggest the Aruch HaShulchan means even though the rung fell out when I stepped on it, I didn't kick it out. If somehow it was just coincidental that Hashem just threw it down at that moment. It had nothing to do with me. It wasn't my force that somehow dislodged it.
Right.
I mean, yeah, if that's what he means, then fine.
I thought you yourself were saying that you used the sprach freakish accident.
Right. Yeah, the other freakish accident means that sometimes strange things happen, but ultimately you did it. But yeah, if that's what he means, that you didn't do it b'chlal. Still, I mean, okay, so I guess you have to go through all these cases again and see.
Why would we assume that that's what happened?
I mean, I guess if you check the ladder moments before and you saw that the ladder was perfectly healthy, No, if you checked the ladder moments before and you saw, you know, it, and you had experts come and say this ladder can handle 500 pounds worth of, you know, pressure, and it's a perfectly healthy ladder, and then you step on it and it breaks. So you say, you know, the can't be, you know, it wasn't just that you stepped on it. We just checked and saw that it could handle your stepping on it. So if it's Lohis Lia and it's, isn't it, it's basically saying it's a perfectly good condition ladder, there's absolutely no reason why it shouldn't handle your weight. But Lamaisa didn't handle your weight. So say, I don't know.
Right, so I'm mostly interested, you know, even in the kind of like Hill is saying, like in the practical aspect of the question. Like, for example, could we say the Svara and Tabachum and Shekilka? The Rishonim use language that since you're so good, we can't conceive that you made a mistake. Right. So what Taka happened. So you maybe could say the same Svara Taka. Maybe that's goof what the Rosh means, that it couldn't be that you made a mistake. So Hashem sent and somehow picked up the knife and drove it through the wrong way or something. So maybe. I mean,
it is harder to hear in a case where it's, you know, something that you made a mistake, so say like your mistake was inexplicable, but Lamaisa, you made the mistake, so
I don't know if you made the mistake. In other words, the knife ended up going through the going.
It's unclear what was bizarre here. Maybe what was bizarre was the simanim, and that animal happened to be bizarre. You know what I'm saying? You never know where. Maybe it's a mutated animal. I don't know. Like there's Avivite, we're so convinced that you don't make mistakes and you did everything exactly how you always do. There's nothing that we see that you did differently.
Well, I'm saying if you check the animal afterwards and you saw this was, you know, Taka, a mutant animal that had a little bit of a difference, so then you do have a SIBA. SIBA might be, you know, and only completely, who would have ever thought of such a thing? But if you want to ask me, so how did it end up happening? Well, it happened because the, you know, one of the simanim was dislodged where it shouldn't be. As opposed to if everything is exactly as it's supposed to be and you did it exactly as you're supposed to do it, the knife was exactly the way it's supposed to be, and somehow, nonetheless, you know, it didn't work out. You set up the equation, and it just the facts just don't add up. So that would be where we'd say.
So we can discuss further, I guess, both the Svara and the parameters. Just want to wind up with one last point, which is just going back to the basic shita. I should have said this in the beginning. The basic shita of Tosfos and the Riva, everyone except the Ramban. Everyone who learns that there is some gvul to the level of onus that you're chayef. So why is there a gvul? Why don't we say every onus is chayef? So you could learn. You know, the Gemara needs a drasha, petzatachas patza, that's a chiddush, so we're not gonna extend it to Onas Gomer. The Nemukah Yosef, and really other Rishonim too, makes a different point. They say the Ptur is Lanara Lasasa Dabr. Onas Rachmana Patre, Lanara Lasasa Dabr. The Nemukah Yosef says it Lahedya. Nemukah Yosef is on the end of the last parak. He says that Mihu, even though Onas Gomer is Chayev, not all Onsim. Onas Gomer is Patre because Lanara Lasasa Dabr, and that's what the Yushalmi is telling us. The Rashba really is Merames to this also. The Rashba is not 100% explicit, but the Rashba again, who goes consistently with the Sheet of Tosfos, that there is such a thing as Onas Gomer, for which you are Potter. So the Rashba says, back in, again, end of the second parak, the Rashba says, going on the din of Ruch Shein Metzuya, that Yechayev, Tema, how can it be that Yechayev, Onas Gomer, who? Onas Rachmana Patre. Then the Chen Sheninu and Amaniach, he brings Raya. His first question is Misvari. He doesn't understand. I mean, Misvari, Mikach, the din of Onas Rachmana Patre. You have to be Patre. Onas Rachmana Patre is basically usually that phrase appears in the context of Naralas Asad Dover. That's generally the Makara for Onas Rachmana Patre. And the truth is, Tosis really says this too. Not our Tosis, Son Chav Zayin, but it's a Tosis Son Chav Ches. He's going on a Gemara. The Gemara there says in the whole Sigya of Nishbar Akada, which is a difficult and complicated Sigya, but over there, the Gemara explicitly says, in a certain case, in that sugya, onus huva, onus rachmana patre. The Ramban tells us that case is not as mamazik. That case was bar or eish, the Ramban is mazmer above metziah. But be that as it may, the Gemara says the ptur is onus and onus rachmana patre, dechsev l'aralas asa dover. So the Gemara Lahedya says it's such a thing called onus rachmana patre, and it's from the pasuk of l'aralas asa dover. Tosfos of an art on that Gemara says, onus rachmana patre, ay, petzatakas patza, even onus yichayev. Not all on this kid of Pirashti Lael. Tosis, again, this is what Ramban says. Tosis understood that Gemara is Adon Mazik, and Tosis understood that even in Adon Mazik, there's a Ptur of Adon Sukhwana Patril and Alas Asher Dover. They have to be reconciled with Petzatakas Patza. So we have two drushes, two conflicting drushes. We have the general Svar of Lanar Alas Asher Dover. Ultimately, it boils down to what I said. I guess Lanar, it could be Petzatakas Patza as an exception that's completely mafic from Lanar Alas Asher Dover. I guess ultimately it's a Svar that if we have a regular cloud called Lanar Alas Asher Dover, and it's mustaver to limit Petzadakas Patza. How you know how far to limit it? If we have a choice of go like the Riva, that all onsim except Onas Gomer, go that There's a long shtick on the Adam Melech. I did not understand much of what he says, but he basically mutches a lot with this. He says, you know, how do you know? If there's a Xeris Akasu that does not narrow Sasa Davar, then Bimchaev Olansim. And if there's no Xeris Akasu, then how do you know where to draw the line? So, that's a problem. But I'll call upon him, the Rishonim, based on this Gemara, saying Lahedya, that the Ptur for Onas Gomer, those who hold of a Ptur, is that it falls under the general klal of Lanar L'Sasa Davar. Even though, you know, in a sense, it's a Chiddush, Lanar L'Sasa Davar is to my Onshim. You know, it's not necessarily obvious that it applies to Mamanus, but it's in Furusha Gemara that at least, even the Ramban agrees to the Gemara, at least when it comes to Mamanah Mazik, there is such a Ptur of Lanar L'Sasa Davar in the Zakin. The Ramban might hold it's limited to Mamanah Mazik, not Adama Mazik. But in principle, even the Ramban is going to agree that there is a din of Lanar L'Sasa Davar, and the question is how far it applies. There actually is one other Gemara that says Lanar L'Sasa Davar in, at least one other Gemara that says Lanar L'Sasa Davar in Chashan Mishpat, that is a Gemara in Nedarim. The Gemara talks about a person's mischayev himself something, a knas or a schayvus, if a certain tanai is not met, if he doesn't cooperate, if he doesn't produce documents by a certain day, then he forfeits something. And there was an onus that prevented him from getting his ducks in a row and meeting the condition. So the Gemara says as far that you're potter. You're an onus and you're potter. Why Lanar L'Sasa Davar? That when it comes to chiyuvim, whether it's a chiyuv nezek, like Herem Bava Kama, whether it's a chiyuv of a personal eschaivus that you made on yourself, like in the Dharm, there is a ptur of Lanar L'Sasa Davar. It's not limited to onshim. It applies even to chiyuvim, Radim L'Chavero, and Choshen Mishpat. There is a ptur of Lanar L'Sasa Davar, and the debate in the Rishonim simply is, how far does it go? Is it limited to Mamana Mazik? Does it apply even to Adam Mazik? If it applies to Adam Mazik, some onshim Yechayev, which onshim, and that's the debate among the Rishonim here.